Right, Omar Abaye, Abaye says, Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this, we're going to bring a proof now back to the first Reb Lezer. Rashi says, what? Afana Namitanina, Tetoyim Pesa Pesuach Matsasi. If the Chosen complains that he lived with her last night, and it was too open there, that she's a Pesa Pesuach, she lived with somebody else before this, is Asura Love, that we believe the husband, we say he knows what he's talking about, and she's also to him. For Lo Yamrina, Rashi says clearly, and we don't say, Lo Kimlei. Like that was Reb Lezer's Chiddush. The other svar would be is, the chosni is a bocha, the first time he's living with his wife, he doesn't know what he's talking about. So maybe we shouldn't, true, you think she was a pesa basurach. But for that alone, we should say, maybe not, we should say she's mutter. That was Reb Lezer's Chiddush known. That if the husband complains and he thinks to his mind that it was a pesa basurach, we believe him enough that he's also to her. That was his Chiddush. So Abaye says, I'll bring you proof to this also. I'll bring you proof from the first Mishnah we learned. Right, Reb Lezer. The first Mishnah says, Pesula Nisus the Amravi. There was a takana that a Pesula asked to have a chuppah on Wednesday. So, Liyam Ravi in, Liyam Chamishaloi. The takana was Vedavka on Wednesday afternoon, and not Thursday. My timer, what's the reason? Mishum Mekrure Daita. Because, like we said, we don't want him to cool off. Like, we want him to have his first Bia Wednesday night. And if he complains that it's Pesach Pesuach, if he complains that there was problems there, she lived with a man before this and she's also to him, we want the husband to fast, go to bed, and right away the next morning and complain and not calm down. Like if he has the Bia now Thursday night, so he can't go to bed until the first next Monday, by that time he'll calm down and he'll start thinking it over, most probably she's mutter, most probably she didn't do anything wrong. We're afraid, we don't want that to happen. So therefore the Mishnah says, we want the chuppah b'davka to take place Wednesday afternoon, because the first bia will be Wednesday night, and if you have complaints, you go to bed on Thursday morning. Now, ulamai, what are we afraid about? Trashi lamai koftu rabbonin imikrara daito. What is the rabbonin so afraid about if he calms down? What's going to be so wrong even if the husband calms down? If it's a question that negeit hilchos ksuba, like this, the husband complains she's a bula, she doesn't deserve a $200. I married you, I thought you were a psula. I wrote up a ksuba of $200, and now I have pesah psuach that you're a bula, you don't deserve the 200. So shaila lady, if you get 100, you get 0. But if that's the problem, that the husband really shouldn't have to give her the $200. And what's going to happen if he calms down? What's going to be so gefelach if he calms down? Now, worst comes to worst, later, he'll give her $200. So for the Gemara, nesiv lo, gzuntait, let the husband give her $200. Like, what do we care so much? Or calm down. Hell, what's going to be? She only deserves to get $100. And now that he calms down, he'll give her $200. What's so gefelach? If he wants to give her $200 on himself, gesundheit, go ahead and give it. For that, Bezdin wouldn't make a special takono that you have to have the first beer Wednesday night to run to Bezdin the next morning. If it's only a problem with Ksuba, we wouldn't be so bothered. Elo avad the pshat is loisrolov. That avad the pshat is when the husband tain is pesah besuach, that now lemaisa she's usher on him. We're afraid maybe she's a soita. Maybe she had bia with a man tacht of this last when she's after the kedushin, this last 12 months. So what do you see? You see clearly that if the husband says pesah besuach, we believe the husband, and she becomes usher to him. Therefore, we want Badafka, when he's still angry at her, he should go to bed in the next morning. And otherwise, we're afraid maybe you calm down the next 2 days, he'll decide not to go to Bezdin. And then we're afraid to live with her the rest of his life when really she's also to him. So you see clearly, writes Reb Lezer, that when the husband says, Pesach Besuach, we believe him and she's also to him. Now the Gemara says now, Udukotoyin Taina. It has to be that the husband is complaining. Now, what is he complaining about? Like we'll soon see, there are two ways the husband could complain. What's his complaint? My love, aren't we talking about the Katoyan Tainus Pesach Psuach? We're talking about in the case like Reb Lezer. In other words, there's no problem of dam. We're not talking about that the husband complains he didn't see the dam there. Either like Rashi says, it's a special mishpacha here that doesn't have dam altogether, or else the case is they lost the mapa. The sheet there, they lost. He can't tell whether there was dam or not. That's not the problem. The problem is only the husband says, I felt Pesach Psuach. I felt that it was too open there, and I have a complaint that she lived with a man before this. So you see clearly, if that's the Pshah in our first Mishnah, that the husband is believed, We believe the husband that his wife was a Pesach Pesuach, and he's talking also to her. And that's why we warn and fast to go to bed the Thursday morning and don't calm down. So it's a riot to Reb Lezer. As a Zariah, we don't say the husband doesn't know what he's talking about. No. If he says Pesach Pesuach, we talk and believe him. So Gemara says, Loi, from our first Mishnah, you can't bring any proof to Reb Lezer. I'll tell you the pshat from our first Mishnah is to Kotoy in Tainus Domim. I'll tell you our first Mishnah is talking about a case that you live with your wife and you had the sheet underneath there. And right after the Biyah, your friends came in and checked out the sheet and they found there was no dam there. And it's talking about a normal case, a normal lady that's supposed to have dam. So since she's supposed to have dam, here it's a good Taina. That's a Tainus Vadai. Like here you can't say the husband doesn't know what he's talking about. You look at the sheet, you saw no dam there, that's a good complaint. So that's why maybe the first Mishnah wants us to go to Beis Din the next morning. But it could be, if there wouldn't be a problem of the blood, there'll only be a problem what the Chosin says, Pesach Pesuach, maybe the Loch is not like Reb Lezer. Maybe for that Beis Din wouldn't care about either. Because we'll say he doesn't know what he's talking about. So it could be you have no Raya to Reb Lezer from our first Mishnah. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. So the way Rashi learns is very good. Reb Yehuda is like arguing on Reb Lezer, saying another Chiddush. Reb Lezer before only spoke about Neman Loisrolov, that Ashav Yanafsha, your wife is also to you. But he says for Ksuba, Rashi learns, Reb Lezer hold, he's not believed. Reb Yehuda is saying a bigger Chiddush. From Reb Yehuda Mashmuel, that if the husband complains, Pesach Pesuach, we believe him so much that she doesn't get a Ksuba. We believe him 100% that she lived with somebody else before this, and she's not a psula. She doesn't deserve to get a $200. So I'm a Rabbi Yosef, my Kamashman, what's your Chiddush? Like, what are you telling me, Chiddush, again, that you believe the husband, Vadai, he knows what he's talking about? For Akmatanina, we learned like this already, next Mishnah. It says later, Hoichol Eitzachom of Yehuda, whenever you let the chosin go to his father-in-law's house. In other words, this was during that 12-month period that first they made Kiddushin, and then they used to wait 12 months till they made the Chuppah. So in Yehuda, if the Chosin would go visit his wife, his Kala, in his father's house, in her father's house by the Chomov, is Shalei B'Yedim, if he ever left them alone there, so there was no Edim with them together, is Einu Yochol Litan Tainas Pesulim. Later, B'Shas the Chuppah, if the Chosin complains then that she has no Dam, no Pesulim, he's not believed. Why? Because in Yehuda the minhag was because they had Yichud together. In Yehuda we spoke out that there was a gzeira of the Goyim, that the king made a gzeira that the Kala has to live with the king first. So kids in Yehuda, they wanted then that the Chosin and Kala should live together first, in order that she should love her Chosin very much, that then when the king lives with her, she'll only do it b'aynis and not b'rotzen. So in Yehuda there was a special thing, we're afraid that any time the Chosin was alone with the Kala during those 12 months, we're afraid they lived together, and therefore if the Shasta Chuppah later, the husband complains that there was no Tainus Pesulim, we don't believe him, because we say, you know who she lived with, she lived with you. So the Ik is, B'Yehuda Hudaloy Matzitoyin. Only in Yehuda, since there the minig was to have Yichud together, to live together, there the Chosin can't complain the night of the Chuppah that she has no Pesulim. Hold the Golu. But Mashm in other places, where the minig was, they did not let the Chosin and Kala live together, and the Vada were not afraid they did, is Motzi Toyin. Then we say, B'Shas the Chuppah, if the Chosin complains like Pesach Pesuach, then we believe the Chosin. What are we talking about over there? Eli Yisraelov, if it's a question that he's saying that she's also to me, so be Yehuda my loy. If the question is that he's tiny Pesach Pesuach, or Tainus Pesulim, that the husband is complaining that she lived with another man. That means that the husband is telling God that he did not live with her. That's what I say now, she lived with another man. That's why she's also to me. So if that's what the husband is complaining about, even in Yehuda, he should also be believed. Like there's a cloud of Shav Yanashach Dichad Yisurah. The husband should be, for himself, he should be believed. True, we're afraid maybe the Chosin lived with her. But if the Chosin himself tells Beis Din Shinoh, I'm telling you, I did not live with her. And that's why I was surprised last night when I had the chuppah and lived with her the first time, I found Pesach Pesuach. So I have a complaint that she lived with another man. So if that's the Chosin's complaint, why shouldn't he be believed? Even in Yehuda should be believed. Because Lofi, what he's saying, she's takosa to him. And there's a klal of Shav Yanashach Dichad Yisurah. On yourself, you're believed. You have to be chumrah. So if so, why isn't he believed in Yehuda? Elo laughs, you have to answer me, you know what the Mishnah over there is talking about. Over there the case is, are you nemen or not for her sake, that she loses the ksuba. That we say in Yehuda, we don't believe the chassan. Even though the chassan complains now and says, no, I never lived with her. She lived with somebody else. She doesn't deserve the ksuba of $200. That's very good. We don't believe the chassan. Because we're afraid that you did live with her. Why are you saying now you didn't? Because you don't want to pay her a ksuba. So then we don't believe you. So you see, when the chassan tain is pesa psuach, he's believed that she loses a ksuba. So now Mar says, with the katoyin taina, it had to be that the husband complained something. What did he complain? My love, the katoyin taina is pesa psuach. Doesn't it mean to say in Yehuda, the diak is that in Yehuda not, but in Golul he's believed. That you see where in Golul the husband is believed, that if he says the first night of the chuppah, he found it to be a pesa psuach. It was too open there. That she lived with a man before this. She was a bula, not a psula. You see that the husband is believed. How far? Even for the ksuba? So Chort Saraya for the next Mishnah to Rav Yehuda Mashmul. And Chort should be a kasha and Rav Lez also. So the next Mishnah you see clearly that when you say pesa psuach, the husband is believed that she does not get a ksuba. That's why we make a difference between Yehuda and Golul. In Yehuda we say we don't believe the husband, because we're afraid the husband himself lived with her before. But in Gola, where we don't have the chash that he lived with her, the husband is believed to say that she lived with another man, and therefore I'm not going to give you a ksuba. So you see, even for Hilchus ksuba, the husband is believed when he says pesa psuach. So it's a right of Yudah Mashmul, and it's a kasha in Rab Leza. So Mar says, Loi, from that Mishnah you have no proof and you have no kasha. I'll tell you again, Loi, the Kotorian Tainus Domim. The next Mishnah is talking about that the chosan complains that the first night of the chuppah, we had the sheet there, and afterwards I checked out the sheet and there was no dam there. So that's my proof that she lived with another man before this. So that, like everybody agrees, that's like a tiny you can't disagree with. He has like Edomir, he has the sheet, and there's no blood on the sheet. So it's a proof that the Chura she lived with another man. So in such a case, everybody would believe the husband that she doesn't deserve the ksuba. But our machlokes here is, when there's no problem of the sheet, either they lost the sheet, or else she's a lady that b'chlal doesn't have dam. That the husband only complains pesa pesuach, that's like a machlokes, Reb Lez and Yehuda Mashmul, if you believe the chosan or not. Reb Lez says, if you say pesa pesuach, we don't believe you enough with the ksuba. To make her lose the ksuba, we're afraid you don't know what you're talking about, and you're not believed for the ksuba. You only believed on yourself, shai v'nashach tichad yisura. And Yehuda Mashmul says, no, a digger chiddush, that the husband is believed, he knows what he's talking about. And we believe him that she loses a ksuba. Mabait. It mama Rav Nachman Mashmul. Mishum Reb Shimon ben Elozi. Said over the name of Reb Shimon ben Elozi. That chachomim tiknu lehem lebnois Yisrael. That this is the halach of ksubas. The chlal, the Indian, the right of ksuba, when you have chuppah. So first man, you hold us only with the rabbanon. It's a takonas chachomim. This is Rav Nachman or Mashmul Mishum Reb Shimon ben Elozi. That chachomim, it's tam atakonas chachomim. Chachomim tiknu lehem lebnois Yisrael. For Jewish girls, lebsula mosayim. That if you get married, you bsula, you didn't live with a man yet, you deserve 200. Zuz. Ula mona mona. If you live with a man, you married already once before, you only get a mona. That's the Rabbanon's takona. They mem knew when the Rabbanon believed the chosin, shemoma pesa psuach mitzosi nemon. That the Chomim believed the Chosin if he says Pesach Pesuach, that we believe him. In other words, this is the Pshar from Shmuel. Because even though Taka maybe is a little bit of a doubt, the Chosin is not 100% for sure if it was Pesach Pesuach or not, but since the old Takona to give a $200 is only Midi Rabbonin, the Rabbonin believed the Chosin. That if the Chosin the night of the Chuppah complains that she's a Pesach Pesuach, she's not a Psula, she lived with a man already, so we believe the Chosin, he doesn't have to give it a $200. For the Gemarim came, if so, Mayoilu Chachom Betaknosam. If you're going to believe the Chosin, the night of the Chuppah, that she's a Bula, so what was those Takoras Chachomim? Like those Takoras Chachomim is, what did you make a Ksuba for? For her sake, that she should gain on the deal. If you're going to believe the Chosin, though, how does she gain? Like, what's those Takoras Chachomim? Rashi and Cain, she a Biyodel Avkiya. If the Chomim believe the Chosin that he's never meant to say she's Pesa Pesuach, that she doesn't get a $200, so my Ho'ilu Chachom Taknosam, she tiknu lo ksuba. What did the Chomim gain by saying you get a ksuba? According to one man the Yom Aleid, if the Chosin says Pesa Pesuach, he doesn't have to give her ksuba altogether. So what did the Chum gain by making a takono of saying you have to give your wife a ksuba if the chosin has the power, if he wants to get out of it? The chosin could lie and say Pesach Pesuach, and it'll be believed according to the Shita, and he won't have to give a ksuba. So Mara says, no, that's what we're not afraid of. We're not afraid the chosin would lie. Why? Omar Rava, chazoka, it's a chazoka, ein odam terech besuda masida. Like, what's going on here? We're talking about the chuppah, right after the chuppah. That night, like right after the chast, after the nesuyin, the first night they live together. Now, why should the husband lie the next morning to say she was a Pesach Pesuach? Why should he lie? The only reason why he should lie is because maybe he hates her. So if he hated her, it's a svar, he wouldn't make the chuppah. There's a chazok, ein odam terech besuda masida. Nobody's going to go and spend so much money to make a chasna and then get rid of his wife. So Havadit Sechazoka, that since you just made, you spend the money for the chasna, Havad, you like your wife and you want to stay married to her. And therefore, the next morning you'll wake up and complain, Pesach Pesuach will for sure believe the chasim. We're not going to say he's going to lie, because for sure he likes her. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made the big chuppah yesterday. He would have given her a get before the chuppah. Rashi Chazoka, Ein Odom Torah Pesuda, Ein Lochash, we don't have to be afraid, She Yitten Odom Kach. A person would stop lying and say this. El is only if it's the truth. Shemhoi is so nice, because if he would have hated her before, and that would be a reason maybe he wants to lie now, Lehoi Yitarech Besuda, he wouldn't have taken such a big trouble to make such a big chasna, the kainsa, and marry your masida, and now lose the whole chasna, masida sudasa, chinam, to lose the whole money of the chasna. Ela, what would have he done? Hoya megashim etchila, he could have given a get before. True, they had Kedusha 12 months ago, but if you break up, you don't want her anymore, give her a get then. For what purpose do you go through the chasna? So since the chosin just made the chasna, for sure he likes her, and for sure he wants to stay married to her. And the only thing that can happen is, that's the truth, that Itaka sees last night she was a Pesach Pesuach. That's why she's complaining to Beis Din. So that's the svara why Itaka believed the husband. Tana will learn like this. Hoya lo knas chachamimhu, since ksuba is a knas that the Rabbanim made, leitig velim in azaburis. Shalmas, when after you give your wife a get, and she complains now she wants a ksuba, let's say the husband has different type of karka. He has idius, a very good property, daininus, middle class, and zaburius, the worst type of property. Halacha is, Isha only has the right to get from the zaburius. From the worst, she doesn't have the right to say, give me the better property. Why? Because since it's only a knas, so the Chama made this for kula. For the Gemara, kenosa, my kenosa, what kind of knas is this? Nobody did anything wrong. Not a kenas. Like a kenas is mash, Rashi says, Kleima, my pesha, what did you do wrong here? Because Kansin and Lay. A kenas means you did an issue, you did something wrong, we give a kenas, hey, you got married, what did you do wrong here? Elaima said like this, Hoya, but the kenas chachamu, since like this street there is, midiraisa, you don't have to give your wife a ksuba. It's only at the kenas chachamim. The chachamim made a takona. Then the takona is, we don't want a husband to give his wife a get so fast. So therefore, since it's only Tekanas Rabbonin, Letig Velimin Azaburius. Therefore, the locha is that when she does collect the ksuba, she doesn't have a right to get from Idius the best property. She only has a right to collect from the Zaburius the worst property. This so far is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Shita. Now, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Loimer, Ksubas Ishim and Atayra. Famous Machloikis, where the ksuba is Midiraisa Midirabbonin. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says, the chiyah to give your wife the ksuba is the chiyah Midiraisa. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Shimon Gamliel Hochid, the Itaka say like this. For Tanya, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Kesav Yishkoil Kemari Apsulis. This is a Pasuk. Rashi says, the Mefate Nemar. Mefate means if you talk a man that's not married, goes over to a girl that's not married, and he talks her into living together, you Mefate, you talk her into it. So the Pasuk says, if you talk her into it, you're supposed to marry her. But if she doesn't want to get married to you, then you have to pay a Kemari Apsulis. She doesn't want to marry you, you have to give her the money like a regular psula gets for her ksuba. Trashi kumari apsulis, homa b'ma'anis es apsula. The Torah, there's another pasuk of the Torah, if you force a girl to live with you, when you manas her, konsu akos of nun kesef. There the Torah says you have to pay 50 kesef. V'shvil mayer b'suleha. Mashma mayer b'suleha means that's the amount that a regular ksuba is. So we dash it from here. The Gemara says she yezek kemari apsulos, or mari apsulos kizeh. That what? And the post psukim they are talking about the two parshias. If you ma'anis the girl, if you force her, or you talk her into it. And each parsha says a different chiddush. One parsha says 50, and the other parsha says shkolim. So he put the two together, then each case, you have to pay a 50 shkolim. One place it says 50, Rashi says, Shezek Mepsulis, Hikish Akosiv Knas Amafater, the Knas Oynis. Malal and Nun, just like by Oynis it says 50, by Mafater also means 50. Homa Kesav Omakan, just like by Mafater it says Shkolim, here also it says Shkolim. So the Vile, these Psukim are talking about if you're Ma'anisav, you force her, or you talk her into her, you have to pay a 50 Shkolim. So Gemara says in the first sheet there is that Mikan Somchu, Famir Soni Nasmach, the Machmoni Midrabonin. Mikan Somchu Chachomim, Luksu Besisha Minatera. Here is an asmachta to say there's such a thing of Meir Absulas of a Ksuba. But Reb Shimon Megal Mioloi Meno, Ksu, no, forget, Mikan Somchu, Drashim Midikorolei Meir. So the Chura Mikan Somchu is a Mod Naloshin. Chromor's going now, it's not really a Smichus. The first sheet there is Mamish Midiraisa. But now Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Ksub is Isha Einem Medivrei Torah. Reb Shimon says no, Ksub is Isha is not Medivrei Torah altogether. Elem Medivrei Seifrim. So what's the stira? Before you just said Reb Shimon says, Ksub is Medivraisa. And here in this Braisa, the Tanakam says, Mikan Somchu Mashmit Diraisa. But Reb Shimon says it's only Medivrabonin. So Gemara says, Eipach, change it around, Enechrami. Change it around that Reb Shimon is the Tanakam that says, Ksub is Medivraisa. And the Rabbanan are the one that says it's only Midrabbanan. For the Gemara, my chod is the Abchas Basraisa. How do you know to change around the second Braisa? Epoch Kamaisa. Maybe the second one is right and the first one is wrong. Maybe Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Shita is that Ksub is only Midrabbanan. Like, how do you know to change around the second Braisa? Maybe the first one is wrong. And the Gemara know, Hoshamina Lil Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We heard clearly, the Yoma Ksubas Isha Midraisa. We heard clearly that's his Shita. It's not, we learned later in the end of the Masechta, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Noisun lo mimoyas kaputkiya. To Shiloh over there, how much money you have to give her. So Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita is Ksub is the Raisa, and therefore you have to give her moyas kaputkiya. The boy is saying, another territory says, I'll tell you, Kulu Shimon Gamliel hi. What's on Sri Rashi? Ksura mechsa vokitoni. Nikan sanga chom ksuba tisha min a Torah, and ksuba salmon ainu medivra Torah la medivra seifrim. Shav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Ksub is salmon ainu medivra Torah la medivra seifrim. There it says, the last braisa, those things of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rav Shimon will say like this, that when you marry a psula, that's talking about the raisa you have to give a psula, a ksuba. That's the cry of this posik, kamayir apsulais. The way you have to give a regular psula, a ksuba. Just as a locha by an amona, you also have to give a ksuba. And to give an amona a ksuba, that's only medivrei seferim, not medivrei Torah. So Melo, there's no machloikis, those things goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, what's the loch of Moyes Kaputkiya? Rashi says like this. The Perek Basra Tanan. Nis Nos Ishiv Eretz Yisrael. You married your wife in Eretz Yisrael. The Girshav Kaputkiya. And you give her a get in a different city in Kaputkiya. Is Nois in law me Moyes Eretz Yisrael.
Rashi says, Vaita Shein Kalis. Those are easy money. In other words, you go Lakula. The money in Eretz Yisrael is Kalis light, is easy money. What about the opposite way? Let's say Nos Ishiv Kaputkiya. You marry your wife in Kaputkiya. You give her a get in Eretz Yisrael. Is nice la mimoyes Eretz Yisrael. You have to give her the money from Eretz Yisrael. So come down both cases. You're allowed to give her the easier money. So Morris says that minyan akosta b'ksuba diyazdin lakula. That you go lakula here. What it says in the ksuba, you have a right to go lakula. But up there it says that Reb Shimon Gamliel nice la mimoyes kaputkiya. No, you have to give her the better money. She nishtabud b'hem kishar milva tiksovar. Ksuba diraisa. So that's the Rai of Shimon Gamliel. He's the one that holds Ksuba is midiraisa.
You have a chiyuv to give with this better money at Kaputkiya dika money. So you see later, if Shimon Gamliel holds Ksuba is midiraisa. That's why he says if you marry your wife in Kaputkiya, even though you give her a get later in Eretz Yisrael, he holds you have to give her the better money. Because since you're mashambad yourself in that city, you have to give her the better money. So that's the Rai that if Shimon Gamliel himself holds that Ksuba is midiraisa. Therefore, according to the first pshat, we want to change around the second braisa and leave the first braisa. And the second pshat is, there's no machlokes in the second braisa. The whole braisa goes according to Reb Shimon. And he's just telling us there's a difference between a psula and an amona. That's true, by a psula, there's a chiv midiraisa to give her a ksuba. But by amona, there it's not midiraisa, it's only midirabonin. All right, I'm going to stop here.